Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Edward Wrangler, and Trail Boss of Old West, DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 14 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of March 28th through April 3rd in the Great American Old West? March 28th, 1884. A local entrepreneur's dreams of profit from selling tickets for seats in the bleachers he had constructed to view the impending hanging of the five Bisbee Massacre bandits was shattered when the new edifice was destroyed sometime before dawn. The miner's angel, Nellie Cashman, and friends had taken umbrage at the hanging becoming a public spectacle and tombstone. March 28, 1884, that same day, Tombstone, Arizona Territory. Bill Delaney, Dan Dowd, Dan Kelly, Tex Howard, and Red Sample are the subjects of Cochise County's first official hanging. In front of 50 official guests, invited by Sheriff Jerome Ward, the perpetrators of the Bisbee Massacre received their just reward. They soon joined mastermind John Heath in Boot Hill. March 29, 1848, the passing of America's first multi-millionaire businessman, John Jacob Astor, at age 84 in New York City, New York. He had immigrated to England, then to the United States. He worked with his brother's butcher shop, imported his uncle's musical instruments, and ran a fur business in New York. In the early 1800s, he was making a fortune dealing furs in China and once smuggled a shipload of opium. The American Fur Company was founded in 1808 and the Pacific Fur Company in 1810. PFC's fur trading post, Fort Astoria, was the first settlement by U.S. citizens in the Pacific Northwest. Later, Astor took his money out of the fur trade, put his wealth into New York real estate, and made another fortune. After retiring from business, he spent the rest of his life as a patron of culture and politics. Astor died America's richest man, his net worth $20 million U.S., an estimated $138 billion U.S. in 2018. May 30th, 1971. Dale L. Morgan, Lowell Dale Morgan sometimes, age 56, died in California maybe. Researcher, historian, although specializing in Mormon history, Morgan aided many other historians and writers. His Jedediah Smith in the Opening of the West, 1953, The West of William H. Ashley, 1964. Here are perspectives on some of the foundations of the Western movement. March 31st, 1975. TV's Gunsmoke finally blows away in the wind. The longest-running TV Western calls it quits after 635 episodes, five sidekicks, morphing characters, from a half-an-hour show to an hour, from black and white to color, easily the most popular of the genre. The show spawned five made-for-TV movies. Gunsmoke, Return to Dodge, 1987, The Last Apache, 1990, To the Last Man, 1992, The Long Ride, 1993, and Gunsmoke, One Man's Justice, 1994. April 1st, 1878, Lincoln County War. The Regulators, Billy the Kid, Henry Brown, John Middleton, Jose Chavez y Chavez, Fred Waite, and Jim French killed Sheriff William Brady and his deputy George Hindman from ambush at Lincoln, New Mexico. Chavez y Chavez credited himself with Brady's killing. They also wound Billy Matthews, but they missed George Pepin and Jack Long. April 2nd, 1909. The Spring Creek Raid, Nowood Valley, Wyoming. Joe Alleman's sheep camp is assaulted by seven masked riders. Two sheep wagons are burned. Alleman, Joe Lazier, Alleman's nephew, and Jules Emge are killed. Several local cowboys later convicted of the crimes. Public outrage over the incidents brings an end to the violent confrontations and attacks on sheepmen. April 3rd, 2016. The passing of Chief Joseph Medicine Crow, Highbird, at 102 years old in Billings, Montana, the last Crow war chief, anthropologist, tribal historian, author, soldier, Bronze Star, and the Legion of Honor. Perhaps best known for his writings and lectures concerning the Battle of the Little Bighorn, he was said to have been the last person to have heard direct oral testimony from people who were present before the battle in 1876. This is in 1925 when he was 11. His maternal step-grandfather, White Man Runs Him, was a scout for George Armstrong Custer and an eyewitness to the battle. A founding member of the Traditional Circle of Indian Elders and Youth, 1977. Presidential Medal of Freedom, 2009. Chief Crow was an interesting and important modern Indian leader. Look him up. Tip your hat while you do it. This is Program 14 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes are played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.